9L. Who was the famous bag lady? Listen to the profile of an inventor and answer the questions in Finnish.
Profile of an inventor. Bag lady.
Margaret E. Knight. Consider the humble paper shopping bag commonly used in grocery stores today. Environmentally friendly, strong and cheap, with a practical square bottom. Who do we need to thank for this ecological alternative to plastic bags? Margaret E. Knight, the first woman in the U.S. to register a patent. That's who. She realized that weight would be better distributed across the base in a square-bottomed paper bag, making the bags much stronger. But cutting, folding, and pasting the bag bottoms manually was a time-consuming task. So Margaret, who worked at a paper bag factory at the time, designed and built a machine that could do it instead. Today, her original bag-making machine has pride of place in the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., and the square-bottomed paper bags she devised are still in use. The design has never been improved upon.
Comments. Joanna Berg, Pittsburgh.
Margaret Knight was a natural genius. Despite having very little formal education, she developed a stop-motion device for industrial machines when she was only 12 years old. The device would automatically stop a machine if something was caught up in it, which prevented many injuries. By the time of her death at age 76, she had been awarded more than 20 patents. What a woman!
Eddie Thompson, Oklahoma.
Wasn't her first design for the paper bag making machine stolen by one Charles Annan? He saw her initial design while she was working on it, stole it, and patented it himself. She took him to court, where he testified that there was no way that a woman could have developed such a complex machine. Fortunately, Knight kept all her notes and sketches so she could prove that it was her design. She was granted the patent in 1871.